slowdown.org.
This is Eco Radio KC, a locally produced exploration of positive solutions to the ecological challenges we face as we work to create a healthier future for our community and the planet.
Thanks for listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. On today's show, it's our pledge time. We hope you show support for Eco Radio KC, and in return, we bring discussion with Marty Kraft and Richard Mabian to you. Marty is a gardener and a lifelong environmentalist. The idea of planting a garden begins to be on everyone's mind. But first, the environmental news for the week of 2/4/19. My name is Teresa Wilkie. Democracy Now! Reports, as the Trump administration continues its attempt to oust Venezuelan President Maduro, the U.S. has imposed a de facto embargo on oil from Venezuela's state-run oil company. The new sanctions include exemptions for several U.S. firms, including Chevron and Halliburton, to allow them to continue working in Venezuela. The Environmental Protection Agency is expected to refrain from setting limits on harmful chemicals found in drinking water, raising alarm among public health advocates and some lawmakers. These chemicals are the same as those found in common household products such as Teflon and Scotchgard. Scientists have linked the chemicals to a number of diseases, including cancer. Heartland Institute reports, California has become the first state to mandate that all new homes have solar panels. The California Building Standards Commission voted unanimously to add the new mandate, which applies to all homes built in the state starting in 2020. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld, without comment, the Osage Nation in a wind farm dispute, a decision granting the Osage Nation the right to seek damages from the operators of an 8,000-acre wind farm in Osage County, Oklahoma. The Trump administration rescinded the EPA's 2015 Waters of the United States rule. Continuing its rollback of Obama-era regulations, President Trump has claimed are necessarily hampering the U.S. economy without appreciably improving the environment. His administration pulled the plug on the EPA's 2015 Waters of the United States rule. Report from The Guardian. Trump picks climate skeptic for the EPA Science Board, controversial climatologist John Christie, who once said scientists believed Earth was flat. The Trump administration has asked him to join the advisory board at the EPA. Finally, Inside Climate News reports U.S. intelligence officials warn that climate change is a worldwide threat. Now we go to our program with Marty Kraft and Richard.
All righty. Good evening, everyone. This is Richard Mabian. I'm glad you're out there listening. Those of you who are tuning in and know that we're having a fun drive, be prepared for that while this meeting's going on. We're going to start out first because just like I've been doing on all my shows this year, I always end up having someone here who I'm tickled to death to talk to. And the guy we got today, as far as I'm concerned, should be considered a godfather of the environmental world. I heard them introduce him as being a gardener that's into the environment. I think he's an environmentalist that have to learn to do some gardening. Marty, why don't you introduce yourself to folks, pal?
That's partly true. I decided that everything revolves around food.
Yes.
Because everybody has to go to the grocery store, and everybody sits down at least maybe three times a day, and while you're sitting there, you can talk and get closer to one another. Community is built, information is passed.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. So what are you doing now? I mean, I'm gonna come back to your background and get you, but I want to make sure that we get you up to date first, so they'll know what's going on.
Well, I just had a meeting yesterday in my home, and it's a neighborhood-centered meeting. It's not for the whole city, but every block could do something like this. Who are you with that you don't have to drive to get to?
Right.
How can you get there on the solar energy from the vegetables you ate? And without having to have a lot of technology, what can you do in your neighborhood? How can you share with your neighbors? It's a different kind of mentality. It's one that that means that hearts are joined rather than separate, and striving to amount to something all by themselves. I just put, you know, there's this website, Nextdoor.
Yes.
And so I just put a notice out, and I've got about a, there's about a dozen of us right now. We haven't even got a name yet. And we're going to start being active, whether it's composting with the next door neighbor, or some sort of food club. We don't know where we're going yet.
Right. Well, you know, you mentioned that, and that was probably one of the keys to my work in Wyandotte County. I really thought that it was a genius plan that Wyandotte County put together when they had the livable neighborhoods. And when I started working, I discovered they had like 144 neighborhood groups. It's down to about 100 now. And we devised a plan of being able to go out and start speaking to those individual neighborhood groups. And what I discovered is what you just talked about. Each one of those neighborhood groups has its own nucleus. It has its own identity. And they care about one another. They look out for one another. There was some where an elderly lady husband had passed, and they made sure that they would make sure she had a lot of pride. She didn't want people to know she didn't have money to eat. And so the neighbors just took for granted that we need to help her out, and they on their own without humiliating her or insulting her pride, just like, went to her with a meal. I was cooking today.
It's not a big deal.
And they would love to talk to me about it when I would go around, because they didn't have a lot of people like us that understood that concept. And I agree with you 100%. That's a way for us to be able to recapture what we used to have in this country, and that's each other. Mm-hmm. To be able to do that.
Yeah, we got to scale the monster back.
Yes. Yes, you got to do it.
We built this big thing, and now it's thrashing us.
Yes. Kansas City Community Gardens, I love them, because their whole concept, even though they changed in times, was to be able to get a raised bed garden in everybody's backyard. Mm-hmm. And they thought that what would happen if they could do that, neighbors would be able to start talking over the fence to each other again and sharing food, because they'd always have more food than they could consume themselves. And they saw that as being able to do what we're talking about, get people back into dealing with each other, because we don't have that right now.
Yeah, I used to till for them.
Okay.
I would get in my truck and go around and fix people's gardens, and it's real neat.
All
the people you meet were
right,
great.
Right. I mean, to do it, that's who I work with when we did the thing at the Hilton Garden Inn. They came over and helped set that up. Mm-hmm. And also public housing. We put in 8 raised beds and a public housing unit, and it just created that relationship between the people who live there. I mean, they hadn't been talking to each other. They would get up and I found out the best thing they did was eat a couple of meals and go back to bed. That was their day. But when we put those raised beds in, all of a sudden they was getting up, they had something to do, and they know how to grow food. They've been growing food all their life.
Yeah, right.
They're so thankful, man.
Just give them a little dirt, and they're off.
They love it, you know. And at first when we was doing it, they were reluctant, like people are, because they didn't know where we were coming from. It's like, what's the next punchline? You know how people are.
Yeah.
They're not used to it. Something's coming up. Next thing they're going to be doing is IRS or somebody going to be over here wanting to see in my house or something. But when they saw us build it and we started tilling up the ground and the stuff, and started planting seeds. We noticed a lady come out, and she grabbed some seeds and got busy. Man, when we started talking the history with them, and they grew up on farms down south, and their mamas and grandmamas had taught them how to do stuff. Unbelievable. And to this day, it's probably one of my best success stories in Wyandotte County, is putting those 8 raised beds in at that public housing, man.
Sure.
Yeah, they love it.
It works.
It works for them. You know, listen, what I like to do, I'm watching my time here because of where we're going, but what I like to do is kind of, let's back up. Let's back up to 2006. What was you doing in 2006?
I don't know. Maybe I was getting over stuff I had done earlier.
Okay.
Because I actually started most of my environmental activism in 77, and then a little hiatus, and in 87, I started working for the environment full time.
Okay.
And it was during that time that I put on Earth Days in Kansas City, and with a lot of other people.
Right, yeah.
But we brought a lot of people in, but they were coming in from Lee's Summit and Independence and Bonner Springs, and, you know, they're driving all that way, and we're burning gasoline to get there.
Right.
And so after about 7 years of doing that, I kind of burned out, so I brought the project into my neighborhood, and I started doing Earth Days on the block.
Okay.
So that we would touch people where they live, because my neighbors weren't coming to Earth Days that I was putting on at Volcker Park.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's kind of how I got started with the Breaking the Silence conference. That's what it was about. It brought in neighborhood people. I mean, I still think right now that there should be an annual conference that starts on Friday evening and goes through Saturday, 5 o'clock on Friday and goes to 5 o'clock on Saturday, and people set up booths and tables and let folks see what you're doing and let people come in and talk. I'll never forget. I found out that back there in 2007 when we started, that people had never touched a solar panel. And I go to meetings right now. I made a presentation at that Presbyterian church, I think it is, over on Brookside. Is that a Presbyterian?
Yeah, yeah.
I went in there on a Sunday and did an environmental thing in there with a couple of people. And I asked the people sitting out there in the audience, I said, you know, back in 2007, I used to ask, how many people in here have ever touched a solar panel? And I was always amazed how many hands would go up. I said, so I'm going to ask you, how many of you have ever touched a solar panel? Almost everybody in there raised their hand. And people don't understand, you know, they want to sell them to you. They want you to buy them. But people, especially a certain age group, they like to get their hands on it. You know, they
sure.
want to touch it. What is this thing you talking about me putting on my house? Uh-huh. In other words, that still exists today, where people have a chance to come in. I remember Steve, he was growing sweet potatoes that was huge.
Yeah.
And he would come to that conference, and people would come by and just pick them up and hold them in their hand.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I mean, yeah, it does. It turns people on.
It turns them out.
We learn in a lot of different ways, not just through our eyes and put an abstraction in our brain.
Right, right.
You know, it, when you start handling things, then more of you comes alive.
More of, and the atmosphere is totally different. Mm-hmm. You're talking to people that are on a different level. They're talking dimensions. Y'all have to forgive me for my spiritualness, but my lessons have me in now dealing with dimensions. We live on the third dimension, and there's a fourth dimension that's spiritual. But to go to spiritual, you have to be positive, because it brings out positive results. And that's kind of what would happen when you brought all those people together for those weekends. I mean, man, it was just, you could feel the energy in the place.
Sure.
And we worked it out. We worked it out, so I'm going to pass it back over to Mike. Go quick, Mike.
Go finish your thought.
Oh, well, we worked it out that the KKFI, because they've always been involved in anything I was doing, we would have a smart, how you got a smorgasbord, where we'd have the buffet. And so to cut down on the costs, instead of them providing the people to serve the buffet, we served the buffet. So we had people coming through line. Remember that? Because we didn't want people leaving out of there with pyramids on their plates. So
of
we
course.
Had to make sure. But it brought a commonality. It brought a camaraderie between us. Just us serving and them getting their food, it just added to the ambiance, man. And so those are great to have.
You bet.
Yeah. This is Mike Murphy. I'm going to jump in here. We'll be back with Richard and Marty in just a few minutes. But we are in our fund drive, and that means programs like Eco Radio KC, Kansas City's premier environmental program, don't happen without community support. People have been supporting KKFI for over 30 years. We've been on the air for almost 31 years. But even before we were on the air, With there were lots of people working hard and putting in money to make this happen, and I'm asking you to do your part right now. First, before we go any further, a couple of things I want to mention. Want to thank Carl, who called in at the end of the Mother's Mix show and said that was the best show ever. And so we've got a tough act to follow here. And I also want to thank Greg Swartz, who's our champion challenger. So I'm going to start the timer. So Greg has thrown down $100 that we get a chance to match. So Greg, if we get $100 within the next 7 minutes, Greg will match it. And so we need folks to call. The number to call is 888-931-0901. That's 888-931-0901. And you can go online as well at kkfi.org. We'd love to get the phones ringing, though. Dutch is there, ready to take your call at 888-931-0901. Joining me here in the studio, in addition to Marty and Richard, are Terry Wilkie and Brent Ragsdale. And thank you guys for being here. And what say you about KKFI?
I've been here, and we are doing this pledge drive for this week. And we need to hear from everyone who's in our listening area, who's listening to this. And Marty Kraft has been awarded by the Sierra Club for his lifetime achievement. That's why we're bringing him to you today. So let's hear from you, Lawrence. Let's hear from you, Harrisonville. Let's hear from you, St. Joseph. We need to have you to call us at 888-931-0901. We're happy to bring you good programming, and we can bring you better programming if you call us or go online at www.kkfi.org. Brent, what do you have to...
Yeah, well, thanks, Teresa. So this is Brent Ragsdale. I'm a pretty new volunteer here at KKFI, first time I've done the pitch on air. I've helped Teresa with a couple of shows on Eco Radio KC. I'm just really encouraged by the topics that I've heard tonight from Marty and Richard. Very inspiring. I'm trying to do the same thing out in my community in the Basser, Kansas area. You know, we've got a little street, and we want to get people to build that community, you know, and we're growing some vegetables, not enough to sell in the market, but definitely enough to share with our neighbors and have a potluck, you know, and that's a great thing. So, yeah, the reasons I'm excited about KKFI, we build community all around the Kansas City area and really worldwide through our presence on the web. But, you know, we've got all of this diverse programming and all of this diversity of people that are interested in their shows on KKFI, and we come together and build this community. And that's why I'm here to pitch it. Want to throw out the phone number one more time in case you're driving home and trying to memorize this, 888-931-0901. We'd love to hear from you, and we've got this challenge going, so please, you know, don't let that money go unused.
This is your chance. In the next 3 minutes, if you call, we have matching funds. So regardless of what you give, that will be doubled, and that will be the best money you spent today. KKFI gives you great value for your money. Now, during these fund drives, we use the phrase, "we need," quite often. And that's true. We use your money to bring you great programming. So no matter how much we talk about KKFI, this fund drive is really about you. So if you like to spend your money and get very good value for your money, please call us at 888-931-0901. This is your chance to have Greg match your money, and we would really appreciate it.
We're halfway through our challenge period now, actually more than half. We've got 3 minutes left in this challenge. That means this is the time to call 888-931-0901. Ask Dutch about the thank you gifts. We've got special tickets to Medea Benjamin is going to be in town at All Souls on February 16th. And the Blues Kitchen live event, a breakfast concert at BB's Lawnside Barbecue on March 9th. We've got the guest DJ, and we've got we've got a stainless steel tumbler and an umbrella. Dutch can explain all of that to you. And we're encouraging people to go the sustained giving. So rather than a one-time amount, just have a little bit taken out against your credit card every week. And presumably, the more people we get to do this, the less we have to depend on all these on-air fund drives. That's the theory, at least. We've got a little over 2 minutes left. We've got to get the phones ringing. We don't want to squander this opportunity presented by Greg. Greg Swartz is our treasurer, so he knows about KKFI finances. He knows the importance of keeping community radio going, and where I know you do too. So give us a call, 888-931-0901. You can go online as well at kkfi.org, but Dutch really wants to hear from you at 888-931-0901.
Now, we're able to take sustained giving pledges at as low as $5 a month, which is very reasonable for people's incomes. And you can get the tickets to the Blues Kitchen Throwdown for $7.50 a month, or the Medea Benjamin tickets, a pair of tickets to hear this great peace activist, $7.50 a month. So call us now. This is a great way to spend your money, and we will use your money very well and continue to bring you even greater programming.
There's only a minute left, so that means this is the time to call. We'd love to get you in before this challenge is up, 888-931-0901.
So this resource, this radio station, really is a community treasure, and it is brought to you by mostly volunteers. There's a 2.5 people that are paid people here at KKFI. Everybody else is volunteering. So do your part. Give us a financial contribution. If you can't do that, come and get involved. We'd love to have you. But if you want to give us a call, it's 888-931-0901.
Not only do we want to match Greg's funds, but we've got a goal for this hour of 5 donors and $250. We really need to make that. And I'm looking over at the total board where about $700 shy of going over the $20,000 mark so far for this fund drive. Let's get those phones ringing, 888-931-0901. And it looks like the time is up. We'll find out if we made the match, but let's turn things back over to Richard and Marty, and we'll come back in a little bit.
Okay. Don't forget now, if you still can call in, that's 888-931-0901. 888-931-0901. You people go dig off into those couches and get those quarters and pennies and call us in here and help us out with this fund drive. I'm asking the environmentalists out there listening in, this is our show. This is the show where I'd like to see you step up to the plate to show your appreciation for what we're bringing you. We're the only place in town that brings you this kind of show, and it's real. We don't come in with scripts. We don't come in with people that are reading because they're getting paid to do what they're doing. We deal with people who love doing what they're doing, like Marty that we have sitting here right now. So if we go back into the 70s, interesting to hear you say you got started in 77. 77 is when I moved back to Kansas City. So
son was born in 76.
Okay, I got you. So you can remember that time real well.
Well, he's the reason.
Okay, I got you.
I started trying to make the earth survive.
Yes,
then.
Yes.
I want the earth to go because.
Yes. My son was born in 75, and that's the same reason I moved back here. Because
sure.
I started making that move in
75. You realize what's going
yes,
on.
Yes, and it had to be. And I was working in the people business. And I started realizing how much people needed to learn what we had could actually teach them. And I hate to use the word teach. It took me 20 years to not use the word teach anymore, but to empower them. We need to empower people, become self-reliant.
Yeah, there's a spark in their heart.
Yes.
And you got to set up situations where that spark can ignite.
Yes, I don't make excuses for people, but people that have been led down so many dead-end roads, you know, you talk about it from your social service days, and you tell people, in fact, I just said this not too long ago, I hate to be the one that steps out on that limb and turned around and looked behind me, and I'm out there all by myself. That's what happened during the 70s when we were out there and involved in programs, doing community organizing. You know, you'd be rah, rah, rah while you were sitting there talking, but when you got up on Front Street where you had to present yourself, you looked behind you and you was out there by yourself. So I knew then that we had to get some way of reaching into the neighborhoods, and I've been there ever since. And eventually led to 9/11, blew me out of what I was doing then. And that's when I found out about the environmental world. And that's when I picked that up behind David Corton and been here ever since. Not because I'm an environmentalist per se, but because I saw it as being a level playing field. No one has the answer. Anyone can come up with a solution as long as they know that there's a reason for them to do so. The road to the kind of success we need now comes from your heart, not from some book that you read. It comes from your natural instincts, how you fit into nature. Marty, if there's anything that I can say about you or people say about you, is you bring a spiritualness with you that when you people try to describe you, they go, it's something spiritual about him. And that's, you know, that's
good. I'm glad to do that. But I just wanted to read this Mary Oliver poem.
Okay.
Poem.
Okay.
It's real short. You know, I'd heard of her, but I never read anything by her. I didn't know who she was until she died.
Explain to people who she is.
Well, I really don't know very much about her. She's a poet, and she was 83, and she just died.
Okay.
And, yeah, just very recently. And I was driving along that week before, and something my father used to say to me. He used to say, "Pay attention, Mart." They called me Mart.
Okay.
I just thought, well, pay attention, Mark. Of course. And it just another refocus. I'd been paying attention all my life in the best way I could, except when I broke my wrist because I wasn't paying attention. You know, if you're not paying attention, you don't see what's there.
That's right.
And there's a lot there. There's more there than meets the eye. And so you got to pay attention with your whole body. And anyway, what she said was, let's see if I can find it here. This is the first and the wildest and the wisest thing I know, that the soul exists and it is built entirely out of attentiveness. To be attentive, to be turned on with your senses. And that means your whole body. Your whole body is like an antenna, and we live in this on this earth, and the whole thing is speaking all the time.
Yes.
But we have to quiet down. And, you know, our ego is full of stuff. All the preachers and the teachers and the mothers and the fathers have taught us stuff with the best they knew. And we know, now that we're mothers and fathers, that we don't know much either.
Yeah.
So who knows? I mean, it's like you kind of have to unlearn in order to sense what really is.
Well, you know, I just did a 21-day Daniel fast. And I called and I sent some emails out to folks, some friends of mine up in Denver, letting them know I was doing it. And I have a Native American friend up there, and she was captivated by it. And she said, "You know what, I'm going to do this with you up here." And she went to some Native American hill mountain kind of place where they go as a as a spiritual retreat, and she stayed in there all that time, and I didn't hear from her till the 21st day, and she wrote me back. She said, thank you. She said it was a wonderful experience. And so it's the same thing you're seeing right now. The Native Americans were attuned to their senses.
Oh, sure.
Pretty much so.
Yeah, that was our theme in 92. Rather than celebrate Columbus, we celebrated the people that were here.
Right.
And the environment that was here.
Yes.
And you know, there's so much wisdom there.
Right.
And if we don't tune into it, we miss.
Yes.
We miss it all.
That's that. I told you I got hip to this fourth dimension because it's dealing with the supernatural part of us, and that's a part of us, and that's what we're talking about. That comes when you allow it. When you allow it to come.
It's so ordinary.
Yes. Yes, and we block it. We block it by running our mouths. Like you
yeah,
said.
Exactly. We just go and go and go.
Yes, because when they go.
And it's sitting, it's the background.
Yes.
You know, there's the figure, the thing we're looking at all the time. But then there's all the space and all the silence that surrounds everything. Yeah. And that's just pregnant. It's just pregnant with all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the day. That's the kind of opening we need to bring, as we continue into this environmental world. You know, and I know that the stimulus money came out. Now that, my friend, I consider to be a zoo, because it brought in the if I may use, for lack of a better word, the fallen world system. Became involved in the environmental world, but not because of environmental consciousness.
Because they're attached to the money.
The dollars.
Yeah.
That's all. They're chasing that daggum dollar. And all of a sudden, you have organizations and people forming all over the place that have all the grandiose ideas, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that. And they was chasing that money.
Sure.
I'll never forget the state of Kansas, because that's where I was, when they decided how much money the state of Kansas was going to get. It came out $900 million. And soon as they said we had $900 million, Topeka said, good, we take it $600 million off the top.
Sure.
The rest of the state, y'all got $300 million to fight over. And that's exactly how it was. And none of that money ever filtered down to the neighborhoods. I mean, never did filter down to the neighborhoods. So what was your experience during that time? Did you were you off into your own thing, or did you try it? How did you react?
When was during
that stimulus money buildup? You remember that era?
I didn't relate to it.
Yeah.
I've been just kind of doing my own thing, and I try to come from my gut.
Yeah.
And I've watched money turn people's heads all my life. And, you know, a bunch of artists move into a poor neighborhood and they start doing things.
Right.
And then people feel that enthusiasm. And then the people who have the little computers in their heads, they start figuring out, oh, how can I make a buck out of that?
That's right.
And the property value is going to go up. I'm going to buy up all those places where those guys are living for next to nothing. And pretty soon the artists have to move out and find another hole to make bloom. And it's gentrification, and it happens all the time.
Yes. Yes.
And it's people who don't get the real value. They don't go through the pain that the artist has to feel in order to come up with the real. You know, they see the symbol, they see the I don't know.
Yeah, that's it. I'm serious. That's what the movement ends up doing.
Yeah, this is Mike Murphy again. I want to jump in. This is a fascinating discussion. I hate to interrupt it. But especially when we're talking about the evils of money, and now I'm going to come on and ask for money. But we live in this world. We exist in this world that is money focused, and it takes money to pay our electric bill. We've got a 100,000-watt transmitter. We've got rent to pay here. We've got affiliation fees to pay, and we always want to make things better. And this doesn't happen without your support. It appears we did not make the challenge, but we still have a goal of 5 contributors, and we wanted to make $250 for this hour. That seems perfectly reasonable. So I'm asking you to call right now. $50 would be a great boost if I could get you to call in with a $50 contribution right now. Or if you make a $7.50 a month, where it's just automatically deducted against your card, then you could. We'll thank you with a pair of tickets, reserve seats to Medea Benjamin or the Blues Kitchen live event, and Dutch will tell you all about that. But you can call him at 888-931-0901. And Teresa and Brent are here in the studio with me as well, and they'd like to make a case.
Yeah, well, I'd just like to challenge anybody that's getting something out of this conversation like I am to give us a call. We'd just love to hear from you. You know, even if you're just going to make a small pledge, we would love to have it. I think it was very thought-provoking what Marty was talking about there with the consciousness being what creates our souls, what we're attentive to. You know, it does make you kind of wonder if we're all going to be full of social media and that's all we're going to be about. You know, so maybe we need to think about that a little bit. But, you know, we pride ourselves into digging into these topics on this radio station that you're not going to hear other places and in depth, and particularly around the environmental movement. I think there are a lot more people concerned about that than what you hear on the regular media. People are really concerned, and we are working on positive solutions for those concerns with this radio show. Other shows here at KKFI are doing the same thing. I mean, Dave Mitchell just did a really nice climate change episode of Radioactive. You hear things on Sprouts. You hear things on Bioneers that are really, really good information that can help you change your life. So I just want to encourage anybody that's getting something out of this to give us a call, 888-931-0901.
The great beauty of KKFI is that you give money to the station, and then what you get back is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You turn that dial or smart speaker to 90.1 FM, and you get to hear something that you have been familiar with, the programmer, and then a beautiful topic and a beautiful poem like by Mary Oliver. And it just is inspiring. And with your contribution, we can give you even more. So that's why we're asking you now to call 888-931-0901. Eco Radio is a fabulous program, and we know you're listening. We know you care about the Earth. We're trying our level best to help you understand the status of the current state of affairs with the environment, and we want to encourage everyone to honor our Earth and to do great things. Marty is here today to talk about gardening, for cat's sake, and it's time. We had Groundhog's Day. That's gone behind us. It's so exciting. Marty, what are you going to do first in the garden this year? You must be thinking about it days so long, yeah?
Well, I got sweet potatoes on my mantle, and they're sprouting. And a friend has started a place over at the old Gibbs Farm. And she's calling it the farm school, I think, Alicia Ellingsworth.
And yeah, Dave interviewed her a couple weeks ago here on Eco Radio.
Really, yeah, right, right. And so she is she's full of it. And I mean, good stuff. And I'm going to try to plant some of the sweet potatoes in the greenhouse, get them going, and then. I was looking at the seed catalogs today, and I'm going to probably make my seed order tomorrow, and then I'll start little plants, and I'll either put them in my basement or I'll put them over in the greenhouse over there at Gibbs. And we're off and running for another year. We've got a little neighborhood community garden.
And we do have one line lit. That means there's three more available. That number to call is 888-931-0901. 888-931-0901. You can go online as well at kkfi.org. I want to you to consider for a minute what Marty had to say about, you know, how the corrupting ability of money, and help. We'll be glad to take some of that corrupting stuff off your hands. And so give us a call right now at 888-931-0901. Let's get those phones ringing. We've got one line lit. There's three more available. Let's make those phones ring. We've got a goal for five donors and $250. We're going to turn it back to Richard, and we're going to come back probably one more time after this.
Well, I really appreciate those people that are out there calling in on the line. And again, that number is 888-931-0901. 888-931-0901. You know, Marty, I want you to read that poem one more time for us, if you would. it has such a stinging effect with such a short amount of, small amount of words.
Okay. Mary Oliver writes, "This is the first, the wildest, and wisest thing I know, that the soul exists and is built entirely out of attentiveness or consciousness."
Yes.
And, you know, I don't know what to say about that. You get it or you don't get it.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you pay attention, you'll eventually get it.
Yeah.
And attention helps you. It keeps you alive when you're trying to cross the street.
Right.
It keeps you alive when you try to pick your food.
Yes.
That way you don't pick rotten food. And just keep going with attention.
Yeah.
And attention is way, way deeper than we've given it a shot at.
A shot at, you know.
And this thing about the money,
There's
nothing wrong with money.
Yeah, nothing wrong with money.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And it's a tool.
Yeah.
When it becomes more than a tool, you know, and it's a tool to help conversations happen.
There's nothing wrong with that. During that David Corton era when they dealt with the Bali Business Alliance for Local Living Economies, it wasn't saying you didn't have money. It was saying we need to be rotating that money around.
It's called currency flows.
It wasn't the money that's evil. It's the people involved with the money that were chasing after the money. They became money brokers. That was the issue. But I want to deal with that attentiveness that you were talking about, because, again, you know, God gave us all different assignments and gifts in life. And so you speak. That's why we need to be able to communicate with each other, because in everything that's being said, you come at it from different perspectives. And what I got out of that when you were talking about the attentiveness is how the lack of attention that kids are receiving from their parents. And a lot of the problems that we've had to deal with in life had to do with those kids not getting any attention from their parents and end up seeking attention out in the world. And that ends up having all this antisocial behavior that we see floating. So even in that poem when you read it, it really struck me of how real that is about attentiveness. You know, just sometimes just a kind word, just a look, a comment. And that's what that going back, speaking over the fence is about. When we get people talking to each other, you know, that's why I don't like the term activist. And I'll be honest with you, and that's all they use nowadays, because that's what we have become, a world of activists, because activists can live next door to each other and not even know what each other are doing. They leave there every morning going to take care of their activism, and they do great work, but they're not working in concert with each other.
Well, if you just look in the person's eyes that you're talking to, and you see it, and then, you know, in a few seconds, then you begin to feel more.
Yeah,
there's more there, and people overlook that more.
Yeah,
and that more is what it is.
Yeah, that's
what life is.
And
is
then
that
the
more?
Then again, the other spiritual side of it is that everybody doesn't get what we're talking. See, everybody doesn't get it. And that's our responsibility, to be able to share it so they can see the light in our eyes as you're speaking, because they'd be going, God, man, did
well,
you
they've
see
got
how
it too.
Feel? Yeah, they got it.
It's,
but they
it's
don't,
so normal.
But, they, but us
it's
talking,
so normal.
But us talking, they don't get it. So it has to be a personal experience. And when you get an aha moment, when you go, that's what
well,
it
know,
was.
You know, every time you shake hands with somebody, you reach out, and there's a warmth of your hand touching the warmth of their hand. And if you're looking in their eyes, I was invited to a country club, and I was a little bit afraid to go there. And then this guy that had much more money than I shook my hand, looked me in the eye with a presence that blew me away. And I said, I don't care whether he's got money or not. I mean, he touched me, and I could feel him. I could feel his goodness. And we all got it. It's just that, you know, we try to describe it in our dogmatic terms of the religion we were raised in.
Right.
And the religion was trying its best to point out to it, but often it just misses the mark.
It missed the mark. It became leadership driven.
I used to find it in nature. You know, just go out in nature,
right.
And there's nobody to judge you in nature.
Right.
And it's the lack of judgment that allows your own self to bloom.
Yes.
You know, you bloom out there. It's just like the locust trees all bloom in the spring, and the odor wafts around, and you walk out into that, and you start wafting around.
You know, I grew up in the Argentine part of Kansas City, Kansas, and it has an outdoor section. I grew up in the woods. That's where we went every day. Our parents was glad to get us out of the house. So, you know, back then,
that's
kids,
a blessing.
Yeah, it was a blessing. Kids didn't mind getting out of the house.
That's what happened to me. My mom made me go outside.
That's right. My
best friend and I needed a break,
that's
probably.
Right. That's it. My best friend and I, we would go back in the woods. We'd be back there all day. But, you know, I got into shooting pellet guns and BB guns. We came up through that air back in them days, and then throwing rocks at birds. And I never forget, I threw a rock and hit a dove and killed it. It totally wiped me out. The feeling that I had behind killing that dove has made me not be a hunter for the rest of my life.
I understand.
I'm serious. It was a nature thing. I mean, this was in my, it was in my domain. My domain was in the woods. I mean, this was ours. We had dug a little cave up under a tree. When we went back and looked at it when we were grown, we said, boy, if that tree had fell, we'd have been buried up under that tree. But that was our little domain.
Sure.
Just private.
There are secret places like that that all kids could have if you had a little nature area in your yard when you have kids.
That's right. And that's how you get close to it. Yeah. And that sticks with you in your decision.
You bet.
I call it a critical thinking. Mm-hmm. Critical thinking comes from those kind of situations. Boy, I talk to you forever. Now, here we go. I'm getting back to on schedule.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here you go. 2019.
Okay.
We've been through 10 years since 2008 to 2018 of environmental consciousness in this country. Now it's 2019. Where do you see us going?
Well, you know, I've seen us going a lot of places that we never went. Because I always had big dreams, and I started the Earth Day thing, and I thought there'd be yellow school buses around the corner.
Yeah.
And the most I ever saw at an Earth Day event was about 5. And so I don't, it the potential is there for incredible stuff. I mean, people like Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez are speaking with a resonance of integrity, and they don't buy the garbage that's out there. They're stepping over it, and they're saying, okay, we don't need to have how many billionaires. I mean, who deserves? It's so ridiculous, you know, and that people, and I don't know how political you want to get. I'll go anywhere you want.
You just dance to your brother.
I mean, you know, it's like money is speech. Yeah. You know, all I can do is laugh.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the ludicrousness of that.
Yeah.
You know, and corporations are people.
Yeah,
it's people been crafting laws for decades,
right,
in order to keep the money where they want it, and they divide us, and they say, well, you're black and you're white and you're brown and and you're Muslim and you're Jew and you're this and you're that.
Well, the one thing I love is David Corden said that leadership for the world to come is going to come from the people who suffered the most injustices in life. And I understood what he meant when he said that. And I immediately started doing the kind of stuff you see me doing now. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that I understood that he was saying, and I still believe right now, that in order for that to happen, it's because of people loving people.
Yeah.
And that's the only solution
that
we got. We cannot be trying to defeat the powers to be. There's a collapse coming. David Corden would say that if everybody stopped doing what they're doing wrong today, the collapse is inevitable because we've already gone too far. So what we need to be doing is preparing a future generation to know how to rebuild this planet.
Well, they're all in the falsehood.
That's right, in the way it needs
to go.
They're
in fear. They're fear and separation.
That's right.
instead of love and that, bringing yes, it together.
But if you stop and think, and I knew what he was saying, and it wasn't that it was a certain ethnic group. He was talking about low-income folks because they've had to learn how to survive.
Yes.
They know the art of survival.
Right. Well, and they know they've heard enough and been helpless enough.
Yes.
That they're open.
That's right.
And there's an aliveness that comes with that kind of openness.
And they have had to rely on each other.
That's right.
That's what people don't understand.
Yeah.
That the low-income folks, whether you know it or not, have had to learn
of course.
To rely
of
on
course.
Each other.
Somebody and just pointed that out to me last week.
That's right. And that's where we're going. And that's the kind of leadership.
Yeah, we're
going to
go there.
That's the kind of leadership it's going to take to bring us back. We may not be still on Earth. And even though I think I'm going to live to be 125, we may not still be on Earth. But this future generation needs to learn that that's what it takes to be to have sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
It takes each other. Marty? It's been a blast. We got a minute left. We did good. Between you and I,
This,
he could be yelling at us, boy.
Because
we could have.
Can't think of it.
We could have got started, and we could have been here for the next 24 hours, man, just rolling with this. But I really appreciate you being here. Is there anything you like to say? You got 30 seconds to shoot me something.
Well, if the soul is attentiveness, be attentive.
Pay attention.
Appreciate it. Over and over and over again. Bring yourself back to it every minute.
That's it. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
you. What a wonderful conversation. This time has gone by so quick. I hate to have to interrupt, but we do have to interrupt. We'd have to make the case. I'm looking through the board. It looks like we had one very generous donor. I don't know that they want to be thanked, our goal is to have five donors, and you don't have to be as generous as this one donor, but we would love to get a few more calls at 888-931-0901. Let's get those phones ringing. We really want to make our goal. That's 888-931-0901. I'm checking online as well at kkfi.org.
We're sorry to interrupt. Well, okay, I'm trained not to say that. We have to interrupt our programming periodically during the year because we rely on the money we get from our listeners. This is how we do KKFI. So if you're listening, call us now or go online, 888-931-0901. You're going to get very good value for your money, and we appreciate you. Brent?
Yeah, so... Boy, I like that conversation. Thank you, guys. You know, it seemed like what you're talking about is pulling us together. There's so many things in this world driving us apart, making these false dichotomies between red colors and blue colors and all these other things. And you guys are talking about bringing us all together. And that's what KKFI really represents to me. So please, if you share that enthusiasm for this radio station, give us a call or contact us on kkfi.org. Our number, again, 888-931-0901. Yeah, money makes the world go round, but, you know, it's not everything, but if you've got 100,000 watts of power, you got to pay the power bill. So please help us out.
And the great beauty of the place is we're volunteer-run, so no one is profiting from KKFI. We do this because we appreciate you, our listeners, and we want to bring you the word. So thank you so much. Thank you for a great program.
Yeah, and we still have a couple minutes left. It looks like we've got another phone call. We need three more people to call right now. If you call in with a $25 contribution, that's wonderful. If you call in with a $90 contribution, ask them about the tickets to either the Blues Kitchen event or Medea Benjamin, who's a real, speaking of speaking truth to power, that's Medea Benjamin. You can ask them about the guest DJ. We love to have guest DJs. That's community radio. But the important thing, the way we really like to thank you is with continued community radio, with programs like Eco Radio KC. Richard, we've been doing this for 10 years now.
Yeah,
and,
10 years, buddy.
And that's only because we've had support, and that's what we're needing now. We're needing support.
The programming committee looks to see how did each program do during the pledge drive. So if you'll call us and say, I love Eco Radio, I love the environment, I love the issues that are addressed and the message that the radio makes, that's a tremendous asset to our community. So this is your chance.
Yep.
All righty.
We're winding down, but I'm going to give you that number one more time, 888-931-0901. We're going to go to the calendar. Okay, I'll give it to you more than one time. 888-931-0901 is that number to call. We need three phone calls right now, 888-931-0901.
Now the calendar of events for the week of 2/4/19. The Kansas Sierra Club Environmental Grant Program recognizes the efforts of longtime member Ed Rao to make this world a better place. In honor of Ed Rao, a limited number of grants to K-12 teachers in accredited Kansas schools who undertake projects, activities, and lessons to enhance student understanding of the climate crisis, environmental jeopardy, and the societal impacts of environmental injustice. Those grants will be offered. Certified K-12 teachers in Kansas school districts in any field may apply. The deadline for applications is April 8 by postmark or email timestamps. Awards will be announced in May 2019. See Kansas Sierra Club. On Tuesday, February 5th, the Sierra Club Missouri Chapter Accomplishments and Goals will be 7 p.m. at All Souls UU Church, 4501 Walnut Street. This is the Thomas Hart Benton Group. The session is for you and thanks to you. The director of the Missouri Sierra Club, John Hickey, will be in Kansas City to share what your contributions have accomplished in the local area. This is your opportunity to ask questions, provide feedback, and get involved. RSVP at Sierra Club. Wednesday, February 6th, Wilderness Navigation and 5 Easy Classes will be sponsored by Thomas Hart Benton Sierra Club. First class is Chapter 1, Map Basics, 6 to 8 p.m. Contact Eileen McManus, that's Eileen 4250 at sbcglobal.net or dial 816-523-7823. On Thursday, February 7th, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., Bob Berkabill, an international leader in green building design, will speak at the USGBC, United States Green Building Council, Central Plains annual meeting at the 1900 building. That's 1900 Shawnee Mission Parkway, Mission Woods, Kansas. Thursday, February 7th, seed starting at Clinton Parkway Nursery, 4900 Clinton Parkway, Lawrence, Kansas. A workshop teaches how to start your own seeds indoor. 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., RSVP on Facebook or call 785-843-3081. Saturday, February 9th, will be the Kaw Valley Seed Fair at Douglas County Fairgrounds, 2120 Harper Street, Lawrence, Kansas, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Also on Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon, there'll be a drawdown workshop, Solutions to Reverse Global Warming. It's rescheduled for 9 to 12 at Village Church, 6641 Mission, Prairie Village, Kansas. On Sunday, February 10th, there's a Reverse Global Warming drop-down workshop at the Lawrence Public Library. RSVP to the Facebook or contact kcdrawdown@gmail.com. These items and more can be viewed on the Eco Radio KC Facebook page and at the kkfi.org Eco Radio KC program page. Now let's go back to our program.
Thanks for listening to Eco Radio KC on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.